military projects. The Air Force has something called Agility Prime. It is a project which seeks to develop a flying platform which can move around one soldier at a time, or more. For those of you that are old enough to remember, they are experimenting with something which seems to be right out of Dick Tracy, a cartoon character from years ago who had many advanced gadgets. They call it a flying car, but it looks nothing like a car. It could be extremely useful in getting soldiers out of harm's way or for chasing down enemy soldiers who are on the run. This is not the first time I have seen the military experimenting with something of this nature, and it is yet to become reality. Will it be different this time? The United States military has a problem, as does probably every military across the globe. The problem is, how does one intercept a hypersonic nuclear missile which is able to change course to avoid detection and being shot down? These missiles are faster than the current ones we use today and much more maneuverable. There is a possibility we may not be able to figure out a way to destroy them, and this will become another "if you launch yours, we will launch ours" situation. As we all know, mutual destruction has long been a part of nuclear defense strategy. Since the Soviets obtained their first nuclear weapon, this strategy has been in place. Even if we can stop some missiles from hitting their targets, we will probably never be able to stop them all. The United States is certainly not the only country interested in stealth technology. Last year, an announcement was made stating the Germans had built a diamond-shaped drone named the Low Observable UAV Testbed, or LOUT. The idea of this device is to test stealth technology. It is being developed by Airbus under a German military contract. The Germans are looking into reduced radar, visual, infrared and acoustic signatures, and also the ability to employ electronic countermeasures, perform emission management and any other identification features of an aircraft it can hide. America's F-35 aircraft has been plagued with all sorts of problems, and its performance leaves a lot to be desired. This may change, since there is a rumor the United States is going to modify this plane by installing laser weapons. Some are saying the weapons would be powerful enough to burn holes at the speed of light into enemy planes. A laser is also very quiet, and it may be possible to down an enemy plane without other enemy planes immediately knowing what happened. Even a couple of seconds' advantage in warfare can mean victory over defeat. It is also being said the lasers are able to allow the plane to keep its stealthy profile. The SR-71 is a plane which holds many speed records. It was used to spy on the Soviet Union and was so fast it could outrun missiles which were shot at it. It's been retired for many years now without a replacement never being named. It was able to fly at a sustained speed of 2,100 miles per hour. Recently, there has been talk about a replacement for this plane, appropriately named the SR-72. It was said there was a demonstration plane built and appeared in 2017. Supposedly the plane is powered by a ramjet. The rumor is the plane is capable of flying at 5 times the speed of sound. Depending on altitude, the speed of sound could average out at 700 miles an hour or more, which means this plane would be capable of flying at somewhere around 3,500 miles per hour or more. Breakthroughs are being made on the speed capability of planes, and this speed could increase in the months ahead. Great Britain is building a plane named the Tempest Jet Fighter, and many are saying it could dethrone the F-35. Several European countries are working on the 6th-generation stealth fighter jet. The Tempest is expected to get into service in the 2030s. It is said this plane, flown by a human pilot or operated remotely, has the capability to control swarms of drones. The British government has given the Tempest team £2 billion to aid in the development. Baysystem is leading the development of the plane with the Royal Air Force. It is being said the plane is far superior to the F-35. The plane's engines will be manufactured by Rolls-Royce. It is not known how the British government exiting the European Union will affect the manufacture of the plane. There is a story going around which states Iran was chasing a UFO. The pilot was flying an F-14. Iran is the only other country besides the United States to have had the powerful F-14 fighters. It is being said the UFO was not really a UFO at all, but a secret United States plane which was flying at 10 times the speed of sound. This would mean it was flying at somewhere around 7,000 to about 7,800 miles per hour. If this is true, it means the United States has incredible capability in the air. It is being said that the Chinese had developed a handheld sonic gun. It was primarily designed to disperse crowds, according to an article in a Chinese newspaper. If the gun is aimed at a crowd and activated, focused waves of sound will hit people in the crowd and make their eardrums, eyeballs and brains vibrate painfully. When the gun is fired, it emits a very deep, incredibly loud sound. There must be something to cold fusion. I say this because the idea of creating fusion without heat has never gone away, and every once in a while, a scientific article appears where scientists are trying to achieve it. It turns out some companies are still working on the idea, and whether they will be successful or not is still waiting to be seen, but many scientists do not believe cold fusion is possible. Even though the M1 Abrams tank is getting older, it just keeps getting improved, and some people believe the tank is the best tank ever made. The older tank is being called the tank of the future. Upgrades keep making the tank more formidable. Some are saying the army should pursue a major redesign and improvement program for the tank, while others do not feel this is necessary at the moment. There are some in the army who want tanks that hover and shoot lasers, which can be remotely controlled by future quantum computers. Right now, this seems totally unnecessary.